on the agenda on it. I don't know how you as the chairperson would like to deal with it, but if we're going to adopt this agenda, then we must just make sure that when we get to the program, that we just mend the program accordingly, because there are certain items on the program for today that aren't included in the agenda, and there are certain items on the agenda that aren't included in the program. So we just need to make sure that we get these two to correspond, and then everything that was excluded from today's agenda, that be included at the first possible sitting as well, so that doesn't get lost in the cracks. But other than that, I don't have a problem with the agenda as such. I would, however, like to say that it's a pity that we don't have, but I understand it's because of the legacy that the previous secretary left, so it's not that big an issue at the moment, but it is a very big pity that we can't get an update on the legacy petitions to know at the beginning of the year where we stand and what we still have to do with regards to the legacy. So if we can get that at the quickest possible convenience to the secretary, that would be wonderful as well. Thanks.
I'm trying to get whether you were moving for the agenda to be adopted as such, or you wanted to amend it. I haven't yet get here.
Chairperson, I don't have a problem with agenda as it is.
Honorable Mark.
Chairperson, may I also take the opportunity to second the adoption of the agenda, but just to make a remark. That means we should also place it on record that we welcome the newly appointed secretary of the committee, and wish to place it on record saying that some of us did not receive documents electronically. It's for the first time that we see documents. Maybe if we can just raise improve that, because for us to effectively participate, we need to finish the documents up front. I tried to check the previous secretary in my office. Unfortunately, it has indicated that nothing was sent through. But nonetheless, we should also caution the new secretary that our challenge with this committee is that it's a committee that has been operating without clear guidelines. Hopefully, with the newly introduced bill, may we see light in the tunnel. So we wish you well, and hope we'll have a more effective interaction during the proceedings. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members. Maybe I should be held accountable. We have got a complete no kind of restructuring of the staff component. Yes, we have got new secretary, Kanye Songkiza, which is the secretary of the committee. And we have got a no content advisor, Dr. Wanda, who has been used to be the researcher of the committee. She is now a new content advisor for the committee. We have got a new acting researcher of the committee, Tasne, who is here with us also. So in a way, our committee has been beefed up, and maybe I should have been starting by welcoming all of them and introducing them to ourselves. That's number one. Therefore, we now regard this as our agenda for the day. I think the whole support staff has been informed of the challenge of the committee. They are fully aware that things have not been properly going well as expected. But we will try our best to pick the fishes and move on. Without much ado, can we then move towards the guidelines that should be in our documents? And you remember, we postpone the adoption of the Honourable Metallic.
Chairperson, sorry to interrupt you there. I just need clarity. Are we then going to deal with the differences between the adopted agenda and the one that is in the program when we get to the program?
I thought that will be dealt in when we are in the program, so that we address whatever might not be.
Just for clarity. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. On the petition, I mean the petition guideline, draft guidelines on the consideration and the processing of petition. As we'll be coming to deal with this particular issue, I think it becomes imperative that we need to adopt the guidelines, necessarily because the procedural desk of NCOP, in the absence of guidelines, creating a lot of mess up that we require to close the gap through the proper adopted, guidelines that will present to the House, and the House, adopted and becomes the order how a petition will be dealt in into the NCOP. Thank you very much. Any inputs on the agenda item it is? The guidelines, Honorable Julius, Honorable Metallic.
Thank you, Chairperson. On number six, the purpose of the petition, it says that the purpose is to seek relief from Malden, where all other lawful avenues of relief have been exhausted by a petition. Now, I think we need to be more specific. It's a bit too broad, because if we screen petitions, how will we know that, you must first go to the municipality, you must first do this, and I think it's very open and broad. I think we should include all other lawful avenues in this to say that when we receive a petition, we must check, did you go to the local council? Did you go there? It will make our job much easier. We can even refer existing ones, because we are duplicating the petition in this country. We're not taking into account the other 3 spheres of government and their roles in petitioning, dealing with petitions in this instance. I think it will make our job easier, the screening process. Say, did you contact Plumbing Metro? You understand? Did you do this? And then that report can come to us to say that according to our rules here, this is what we did. We referred it back based on the fact that they did not refer it to other authorities first. I think this, we should include, that will be the last resort. It actually says it will be the last resort where the petitioner comes to in this committee. Then we can really look at the real petition that we are supposed to be looking at, and not
other one of your point is very
interesting. I'm not done. And then another input on the
Can I come back, Chairperson? Thank you. So on clause 6, while I agree with you, on the same thing we should not forget that some of the relief that the petitioners will be looking into a parliament to assist might not necessarily be provincial or local government committees. When we were putting it in this way, we were trying to say we accommodate either way, whether you have to start through the municipality and all this. But if the members feel we need to outline the specific steps, I don't think it will make any harm. We can still, include that in that regard. Honorable Michele.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I just have three things. The first one is on page 5, I think would be perhaps the best as to include it, under section 9, submission of petitions. Page 5, section 9, submission of petitions, or clause 9, rather. I think specifically that paragraph which says once the presiding officer has approved the petition, it must be referred to the committee for consideration and processing in terms of the rules. I think we should just include under that point that when the presiding officer has approved the petition, that the petition that the presiding officer or at least the secretary or whoever deals with this, when they approve it and they refer it to us, that they must make sure that that approved petition falls within the jurisdiction of this committee. We have had instances in the past where petitions end up on our table where the secretary or the presiding officer could in the first instance have said, well, this committee doesn't have the jurisdiction to deal with that specific issue. It is something that must be taken up either with the minister directly, with the office of the president, I mean, for example, pardoning people on their jail sentences. We can't do anything about that. That is a decision that lies with the president. That shouldn't lie on our tables at all. That is not a petition for this committee. So we must include, for example, that it says it must fall within the jurisdiction of this committee. Otherwise, we're going to end up with hordes of petitions lying on our table, taking up our time, and then in the end, all we're going to have to say is, well, it doesn't fall within our jurisdiction. Or if we don't say it doesn't fall within our jurisdiction, somewhere along the line, someone is going to tell us that. Either way, that petition is not going to, if it's in the first instance not in our jurisdiction, it's not going to see the end and go all the way through to this committee. My suggestion would be to include that, to save this committee and the petition in time, and to make us more effective. That's the entire purpose of these guidelines. So I would say that would perhaps be the best place to include such a phrase, just to say that it must be within our jurisdiction. The other thing that I have a suggestion for is on page 8, under section 15 of the witnesses. It refers to, well, in A it says summon a person to attend a sitting, and then point B, subpoena a person. Now, that a summon would be just to call them informally, they have no obligation. Subpoena would actually be with a formal obligation on them. Now, in the past, and I actually want the committee secretary to take or to pay attention to this very carefully, in the past we've had the problem where people were cardinal to some certain hearings of this committee, and they were informally just informed by letters. The letters never reached them in certain instances. In other instances, they were given to someone to give to someone, and these people just never came to the committee, wasting our time, wasting the petitioner's time. Now, I think we need to be a bit clearer on how the subpoenas have to work, the method of subpoenaing them. Perhaps if we can just include, I know it's going to probably mess up the whole clause and make it look untidy. If I look at Gondre's face, I don't know whether that's her thoughts, but there must be a way how we can work around it to include the method of subpoenaing, so that we can just make it at least clear that subpoena for these purposes, perhaps in the definitions, that subpoenas for these purposes would be a subpoena exactly the same way as it works in a court of law, that you have to attend, otherwise you aren't content of, I don't know if there's something like being in contempt of Parliament like there is in terms of court, but it would be the same principle, that you have to, otherwise you are breaking the law. And then my third suggestion would be on page 10, just before we get to clause 19, it refers to a member of Parliament may well for committees, but earlier on, no, I think it's even a bit earlier, but it's still under clause 18, accountability of the committee. I think under accountability of the committee, we just need to include a paragraph which says within which time frame the chairperson has to report back to the House to give the House information on what we have done with the petition. I think that should be the ultimate final step, is to take these reports that we adopt to the House and tell them this is how we have dealt with it. And I think that was a problem during the previous Parliament. They received petitions, they considered some of them, although not nearly as much as they had to, but it never reached, none of those petitions during the fourth Parliament reached the House. And that is the ultimate final step, because that shows that we are actually dealing with them and we are finalising them. So if we can add the time frame here, they're saying that we have to report every, I don't know how long, give a report to the House and tell them this is how far we are with the petitions or on finalisation, but then we need to put a time frame on, you have so long to deal with the petition and get it over with, otherwise we are going to be left with another legacy of hordes of petitions. I would just like to see those three things included. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Three things to call for the screening unit prior to the submission of the petition to the committee, so that everything that is submitted to us should have been properly looked into and seem to be complying with every aspect of the petition to be referred to the committee. The second one, you said it is in relate to the Sapuma and then someone, I'm sure it's very clear. And then the final one is about how do we then report back. I'm not sure whether should we just say after the committee would have done its work within a reasonable time. I'm not sure whether reasonable time will suffice, or do we have to be specific, Honourable Madaraki?
Chairperson, I would definitely suggest that we add time frames. If we don't add a time frame where we say that the petition must be dealt with and finalised, which would be first part, within a certain stage, that we should at least say then that the committee chairperson has to give feedback at least to House on the progress of that petition, because that would mean that the committee will have an obligation to make sure that it does not stall petitions. That we deal with them effectively, we report back, we get it over with. Within reasonable time, under any other chairperson or any other committee members, because we're not necessarily going to be here during the next parliament, a reasonable time is a relative concept. A reasonable time was a very long time during the previous parliament. So I think just for if we have guidelines, these need to be long-term guidelines. These need to set the foundation eventually for a bill and eventually give us the guidelines on how to proceed. So I think when we do it, we need to do it properly. Set time frames, and let's push ourselves, because it's not that difficult to either deal with it and complete it within a certain time, or at least it's done.
I thought you were going beyond that and said this particular system so that we look into it.
What I'm saying is time frames are cardinal. We can't only say within a reasonable time, because a reasonable time is relative to
everything. I'm saying be specific. Give a proposal so that you look into it whether it's
sufficient. I'm going to need guidance from the researchers. What is, in their experience, a reasonable time to deal with the whole process from the start where it gets referred to the committee to where it gets finalised? Because I can say a month, I can say 2 months, I can say 2 weeks, but in the end we're going to need their guidance as well to say, well, it needs to go through these processes. I am not aware of how long the process, because it first goes to them. I only receive it at a meeting, so we're only part of that process during the end, when the hearing starts and so on. But it gets referred to the research unit and the content advisor long before it reaches us. So they need to also advise us how long that process takes for us to actually have a realistic date in hand. So perhaps that can help the committee over there, Chairperson.
Honourable
Chair.
Thank you,
Chair.
On page 8.
Okay, can you hang on? Let's close this one first. The one that you are then come with. Are you on the time frame? Of course, thank you.
Absolutely, Chairperson, thank you very much for the opportunity. Actually, I think, Chairperson, it would be difficult to say 3 days or 5 days. I think it's reasonable time. Right? Because there are processes in between. And we cannot count the processes sometimes, they are all of it, but it needs to be within the reasonable time. I think that's reasonable time to me. Not to say 2 weeks or 5 weeks, because there are a lot of things in between that we can, when we are putting ourselves in a corner, it was like 3 weeks, or putting it officially in a corner for 3 weeks. There are a lot of things that we cannot count, that can come. Thank you, Chairman.
Honorable Chief.
Careful with all due respect. What we should do is a lot of researchers or the officials to tell us right now what are the time implications, and from there work out. The reason I think what we want to put a time frame on is the fact that a reasonable time that the Honourable Minister said in the previous in the previous parliament has become indefinite, which means we are without another constitutional parliament. But by having a set time frame, we know that this committee will deal with the matter. It will be presented before the House, and therefore be covered.
I wanted us also not to forget that where we are sitting, with a, you know, a bulk of things that did not came into. When we do this kind of planning and then time frame, we should not, you know, throw that out of, you know, our mind. We should always have that to reflect into us. Honorable Monopole, but before that, I think the colleague is wanted to. Yes.
Chairperson, if I can just get some clarity on the point that Honorable Kingby made. When I said make time frames, I didn't mean when it takes us 3 days to make it 2 days to push us just for the sake of pushing us as a committee. What I'm saying is that we need to get a reasonable time, see how long it takes, and put that time reasonably in the rules, in the guidelines. We need to have, we need to push ourselves in the sense that we need to finalize our petitions. We need to try to prevent that petitions take forever to get done. But so it's necessary, what I said was it's necessary to put a time frame on. But if we put a time frame on, not to make it so brief that it's unreadable that we can't do our job, because then it serves no purpose. But if it takes in 2 days, make perhaps say it needs to be reported within 3 days, instead of making it shorter, because we don't want to make it unreasonable for ourselves, yes, but we need a time frame to put down to make sure that we do our job still.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. Actually, this is what I wanted to say earlier on when you raised the issue that maybe perhaps you could hand that you are confronted with, you are dealing with the guidelines, and last year we said we were thin out Thursday the petition, the backdrop that we are doing with. We said we need to check which one are still for us to be able to do it. Others are still as A, we need to get rid of them. We have not managed to finalize that process. Now that we're dealing with the guidelines, this is what we are confronted with ourselves. This is the first issue. The second one is that we don't want to put ourselves under pressure unnecessarily by specific, and also knowing that the number of petitions that are being, if you can check APC every week, the petitions are coming in on a weekly basis. So if you are going to say that to us, and this is the number of days, and this is the cutoff date that we need to be, we're going to put ourselves under pressure unless we won't be able to do that. But to me, reasonable is appropriate. So the two, I'm the one to raise. Thank you, sir.
Honorable Julia.
Thank you, Chair. I think reasonable can be 3 years. We saw in the last parliament 4 years, even now 6 years. I'll be in the city of some of the petitions, reasonable time, is that reasonable? How will we define reasonable? That is my problem. The problem that I now have, Honorable Kimby, is do we really define reasonable? You know, we can give a reason for not hearing a petition, and it will be reasonable. We didn't have X, we couldn't get to this, we couldn't get to this, and it would be defined as reasonable. But I think for us, a committee, to really guide ourselves and to work more expediently, we need to look at the time frame. I support Honorable Michalakis' suggestion and add to that, that we give our support staff the necessary time to come back with what the procedures will be when they receive a petition until we hear it, you understand, before it comes to us. What will they need to do, and it must give us a clear indication. Then we can elaborate further on it. I don't think it's a big issue to say a reasonable time and all that, because we have an obligation in this committee to hear our people. Chairperson, not only do we have a backup, but we have severe problems that people are facing outside. And I think to do justice to them, we need to be more expedient. One part of it is how to put a time frame, but a time frame that is a reasonable time frame, Chair, that is defined. I agree with Honorable King, a reasonable time frame, but define the time frame at least. To say that they will need a month, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then we can elaborate further. You come with all the stuff and explain to us, that is what we do. We can say, but can't you do it in 2 days? Then you can do it 1 day or so. Then we can discuss it, Chairperson. Thank you.
I hear that I'm not sure whether you are saying we should then defer again the adoption of the guidelines on the inputs that you are suggesting. I wanted to bring into the attention of members that Honorable Kingi and Honorable Mahabi will testify why they may not be saying in 6 weeks. Basically because over a period of a quarter, meetings of the committees might not be more than four or three. And then these petitions are coming numbers. Once you take a decision to say in 6 months we should be done with looking at the way the time has been sparely, allocated to committees, including our committees. I'm sure you would see, even in this program, that not more than three meetings per record. So it's something that is worrying all of us as sitting in the management level. If we are putting a time frame of, that period, will we be able to, looking at the time allocated for committee meeting? Honorable Mark.
Sir, thank you very much. I hear the input. I was going to contain the earlier submission that let's defer it, ask maybe the officials or researcher to do that investigation. Remember, Chair, at the end of the day, we must avoid element of ambiguity. It can also be abused. But I say maybe you can say that defer it without permission. That particular clause specifically, then maybe we can get the report in terms of saying what is really important in the timeline. I'm raising this thing from the background that we have experienced, especially on issues of international society, for example, where there are specific timelines, and if there's a failure to comply with the timelines, there's always consequences in terms of, you see. So I'm saying maybe we can say defer it so that you come up and make an informed decision, because even last time you recall when we were in there, that was one of the critical challenges that once I submitted to them. Say, honestly speaking, let us not just come and come back, because any person will come and say, what is the reasonable time? I can come and interpret it my way and say, to me, reasonable means this. The other person can also interpret that way. But now I would say, the view might not be necessarily different, but there's a necessity for us to do a thorough research on a particular aspect. There might be a little request in terms of saying, what is the reasonable time in terms of the court rulings? Maybe we can also get out of those findings.
No, thank you, Chair. I actually compare with my neighbor, Honorable Junior, with regards to saying that let us say that we have the time to be able to go through it and digest it thoroughly. Because I see that the person wants us to rush to adopt it.
No, it's not about that. I want to rush.
So we want to do the proper and thorough work, so you should not ever come back. As much as we know that we are operating out without guidance, but we don't want to come back.
Do we agree to that the time frame should then be go back for proper investigations and research on the matter? Is there any difference on the matter?
Chairperson, thank you. I agree with Honorable Mohabi. When I say define, I don't mean unreasonable. I don't mean within 2 or 3 weeks or even 2 or 3 months. I mean really reasonable. So in other words, under all circumstances, it can still be done. I just want to make that point clear. What I would like to say with regards to the adoption is that instead of deferring it again, instead of wasting time again, we agreed on everything except that time frame. My suggestion would be that we accept the guidelines with the reservation that that one clause can, when we have the necessary information, that clause can be amended. But that the rest of the guidelines, we need to get them in place, we need to get them working. The rest, I see no reason why we can't adopt that with that one reservation of that one clause pertaining specifically to the time frames in the meantime. It doesn't affect the rest of the guidelines. So there is a possibility that we can actually accept the rest today, and I think we should do that. Remember, Chairperson, if this falls again, and our next meeting is just before we go on our constituency period, which is a month from now, and then we'll only see each other in April. It has been postponed twice now. There's no reason why we can't accept all the rest that we agree upon. So my suggestion would rather be, instead of referring it to the next committee, we refer that one clause to the next committee and adopt the rest.
The augmentation has to say we consider the guidelines, but with an exceptional of the clause relating to time frame. Can I check what is the reason that Honorable Mark?
Chairperson, you need to recall, again, in the previous meeting, we said let's come here, discuss. Maybe we need to further engage on other aspects within the guidelines itself, if you so
feel. Maybe we need...
You know, I was going to... I'm saying here, with permission, that the last meeting, we said we must come and discuss, engage thoroughly with the guidelines before we can adopt, and I thought this is exactly what we are doing. So there might be other aspects that would really wish to elevate to the House.
I'm not sure whether you are saying you are against the move to say let's consider in exception of a time frame.
No, I don't have any problem, but I'm saying before you can go to a conclusion, can we be afforded an opportunity to engage on other issues within the guidelines?
Honorable Peter.
Thank you, Chief. We'll come back to this one and do it. I'm engaging other issues to give me an opportunity earlier to say that we'll come after the 10 years.
I thought we are in the middle of highlighting issues, but
yes,
so far the only one that seems to have been require additional, you know, the clarity is the issue of time frame.
Okay, 13, Chairperson, on page 8. It says the committee, the composition of the committee. The committee consists of those matters as determined from time to time by Parliament. Now, I think we need to be more specific, because if you look at section 151 of the rules of the NCOP, it says on page 55. The Rules Committee must establish the lack of it is to deal with legislation, oversight, and any other matters concerning the affairs of government. That is the Select Committee. Those to say that the NCOP specifically deals with the Select Committee. But if you look at page 45, section 116 also, in the rules, the Rules Committee consists of people within the NDP. If you say Parliament, it includes the NDP. So I think we need to be more specific to say the committee consists of those members as determined from time to time as per the rules of the NDP, and it would include all other things.
I think it's very clear. It doesn't need debate that one. Just to amend that one to instead of Parliament to say as determined by the NCOP rules. Okay. Thank you very much. Any other? Honorable Mark.
Chairperson, it might be just a minor submission as well. And let's suggest that under 7, the scope of petition, the petition of this, it seeks must be constitutional and following the legislative. If we go to the second page, the petition may
Honorable Julian, can you repeat that?
Sorry.
Can you repeat? Yeah,
I was saying, Chairperson, on page 3, under the heading scope of petition, if you go to the next page 4, a petition may also be a single petition, an association petition, a collective petition, a mass group. Is it not supposed to be more relevant under definitions? That is one. The other clarity that I've read.
Can I be protected?
Chairperson, on a point of order, can the honourable member just repeat that we didn't get what he was saying and we can't follow? We can't follow. Can you just repeat it on a point of order, please?
Honourable Mahat.
Chairperson, may I also request that guests are also irritating when you speak? I'm saying, Chair, under the scope of petition, a petition may also be a single petition which in an individual submission from a single petitioner concerning a particular matter. 2. A petition may also be an association petition. 3. A petition may also be a collective. I was asking, this particular section, is it not relevant under the first page of definitions? That is what I was asking. Is it not relevant there? Especially under where you outline petition. Meaning a complaint requires representation at the specific detail. Is it not more relevant under it? Is the question. Then 2. Under bullet number 5, right to petition. A petition may be submitted by a person who acts under B in the interest of another person who is for whatever reason not in a position to submit a petition in his or her own name or its name. And give you attention. If you can just get clarity, what is really coming there? Because people can also be manipulative, you know. I'm not sure how we're going to get that particular aspect. Then, under bullet number 6, purpose of petition. The purpose of petition is to seek relief from Parliament where all other lawful avenues of relief have been exhausted by a petitioner. Which means, in essence, we are saying this select committee becomes the last resort when it comes to issues of petitions. But if you go to page 7, linking what I've just raised, the committee may also refer petition or any other party to a specific directive or recommendation, particularly where you are doing an institution in constitutional democracy established by Chapter 9 institutions, the National Prosecuting Authority or an investigative authority or body investigative or body or authority. So I'm just asking ourselves, if we are saying we are the last resort, why should we refer issues to Chapter 9 institutions, whereas Chapter 9 institutions are accountable to us, where and who accounts who? That would be the other submission.
Thank you, Honorable Mark. Of course, on the petition, the one that you said on page 3 goes to petition may arrive. I think it is important, Honorable Mwadi, to have this particular clarification. The definition, it just gives a broad outline, but here we are dealing with the, you know, the content thereof, or outline what exactly does that. So thank you for that indication of understanding. Number 2 is where you said the A and B of 5 sounds to be you know, repeating one another. I thought for argument's sake, elderlies, the majority of elderlies in South Africa are illiterate. I'm not saying all, I'm saying the majority of them. For obvious reasons, all of us, we are aware, why are they unable to write or read? This particular bill clause said to, you know, accommodate yourself if you act on that behalf, so that we don't come and say, why you, why not themselves, you know, as individuals. I may not be able to conclude the one of the why are we still have to refer issues to a particular you know, institution as outlined in page 7. I guess at the back of ourselves, as we put this on the paper, we were saying all of us, we are we are guided by Chapter 3 of the Constitution, which is a concurrent kind of, you know, governance and thing. We thought that the competency of one another might not, you know, be set aside on the basis of saying we are permanent. We may still have the knowledge, and keeping the knowledge is when we refer to the matter to themselves. Can you then help us on this matter so that we arrive at the proper determination? Honorable Manopo.
Thank you. I hear you, Chairperson, with regards to corporate governance. But I just want to set an example. Recently, I think two or three people that we dealt with, they raised the issue that they went to work for a tractor. They didn't get one. They came to us. Now we are referring to the chapter of tradition. You see, they, I don't know see what your thoughts were thinking, yourself and the team. Maybe you didn't think about the other previous petitions as well, because of those. This is very contradictory with the last resort, the petition, because of the went to other avenues, then came to Parliament.
Maybe clarity is, when we are saying go to these people, they will not directly respond to the petitioner. They will advise us, and we then give, you know, the response based on the further information provided by the institution that we are referring to. Just maybe I should allow Dr. Kondo just to speak to this also.
I think if you look at the paragraph 12, it says the committee may also refer a petition or any part thereof with a specific directive or recommendation. Mm-hmm. We are not going to, and in most cases you find that they receive no joy from the public protector. So it's a way of saying to the public protector, maybe you should really look into the matter, or provide us with a report on how you went about, you know, turning away the particular petition. And then just getting back, I know now I'm going back with respect to the time frame.
Can you stop on that one? So that we don't confuse ourselves in that way.
I just want to make this one point. On page 7 it says the committee may. Doesn't say the petitioner. The petitioner is the final instance. But a committee isn't the final instance for the committee. The committee can still go with it somewhere else. For the petitioner himself, this is where it stops. We're not going to send him to go and sit in the minister's office and drink a cup of tea. We are going to, this is his final instance, and then from there on, we still have a few options to our disposal. So there's a big difference between that.
Thank you very much. Honorable Mohapi, I'm sure I want to leave that to this trying to see the issue on that you raised. Honorable Mohapi.
Chair, I'm not sure. Bear with us if we were directing the meeting, but I think it's for clarity purposes. I just want to get that is because if you go to page 8, it's saying if a petition has been referred to an official of a national provincial department or national or provincial department and that person or body has failed to respond or gives a dissatisfactory response to the House, the committee must make a complaint to the public body. Please, can you be advised? Because people are now playing with race. Earlier on, they're saying, how do you say we refer issues to the public protector when we are saying we are the last resort. But you said where you are not giving directives, then that you are saying that. But here we are saying make a complaint to the public protector. Why should you complain when you are in this institution? You see, that's a mistake of us rushing, Chairperson.
The other issue, that's what we shouldn't argue that it's rushing. We have got this thing which has been in ourselves for, you know, quite some time. It's not, there's nobody who's rushing it. But we have to arrive at determination, whether we take it or we not take it. It's not about rushing. It's about the matter to be dealt by the committee. Please, let's understand the reason why we're tabling the matter. It's not about that somebody saying, adopt it by force. If we're saying, based on reason, there's no need for us to adopt it. There are things that need to be done. It is collective. We will agree on that. But it looks like there is somebody who is sitting somewhere wanting, you know, to see things happen differently from the rest of the committee members. Please, honorable member. Honorable Mark.
So listen, I still maintain what I said. Last time when you said let's engage and discuss, we're not rushing. We're simply saying this is going to be a legal document which can also be contested by the court of law. And I'm saying allow us to express our vision with due respect.
Have I stopped you? You are doing it.
No, don't intimidate.
Please, honorable. Don't do this situation. I'm allowing you, you are debating, but instead you deal with me, not the issues that's on the table. Please, please, honorable members, let us refrain from, you know, unnecessary tension that is not there. The matter is to ourselves, we have to apply our mind.
Okay, continue, honorable members.
Again, if you check, earlier on I raised a concern, particularly on the issue of bullet 5.B. In the interest of another person who's for whatever reason, not in a position to submit, you spoke about an elder. If you go to page 4, it is saying substantive and formal requirements of petitions and review sought. It is saying a petition must also comply with the following formal requirements. It must be under the same be signed by the petitioner, or in the case of a petitioner who is not for any reason is unable to write, he or she must make a mark in the presence of two witnesses. In this case, I am saying, to me, interpretation of what appears here in terms of bullet 5.5.5.B, it is saying acting on behalf of, and immediately I'm saying acting on behalf, for obvious reasons, is going to lose the specific purpose of giving the rightful person a fair hearing. So I'm saying maybe we need to look at the rephrasing of it.
Thank you. I'm worried we are not doing well in terms of time. We have sat on this matter for almost an hour now. We have got more than 6 other items. What do we do, honorable members? Do we pass this thing and take it back for ourselves, or what do we do from where we are? Honorable Nakalakis, you'll follow my vote.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm appealing to you specifically, and I understand the situation in which you are, because the fact that this committee is creating its own backlog, and it's not your fault, is unfortunately reflecting on you despite your good efforts. So, understanding that, and that it's not your fault, I would suggest that we take these suggestions on board, and that we schedule, you can do that, a specific short, very short meeting for at the latest next week Tuesday, that we get together for simply one thing, and that is the adoption of these guidelines. I don't think there was anything except the time frame that we disagreed on. Most of the suggestions made by Honorable Mahavi, by myself, by all our other colleagues, have been generally accepted. So my suggestion would be that the content advisor and the researcher and the secretary sit down, they include these proposals, and we come back for a special meeting dealing only with this to adopt the guidelines as I earlier suggested, with the reservation of the time frame, and they can even include the time frame by then. But it would be necessary. Otherwise, Chairperson, it is going to reflect specifically on you and the majority party that petition is again for the 5th Parliament not going to be functional if we don't accept this. It is unfortunate because in the end the petitioners are being let down.
I've recognized my honorable monopoly, but I wanted to put this as a suggestion. Is there any surrender to have this matter be deferred and we had a special meeting to finalize it? Any second on that? Any objection for that particular move? We agreed. We are putting this paper here now. And then the researcher, the content advisor, the secretary will work on it and then try to improve it based on what we have been debating, and then provide it for our last special meeting that we'll consider it. And honorable Mwak.
Honorable Chair, thank you very much. May I also put a rider to suggest that the same thing that I suggested last time, that we also invite any person from the legal department who would also be part of that particular meeting. I'm saying it, Chairperson, from the experience of this Parliament, in the experience of the Fourth Parliament, where Parliament would adopt a bill or whatever that they adopt, then the same people who happen to be part of Parliament would go out and seek or solicit a legal recourse. So I'm just saying, even yesterday, you're part of the State of Nation, right? In most instances, people will always threaten that they will bring in whoever to the Constitutional Court. So I'm saying, behind the back of our mind, some of us, we are more conscious that history must not repeat itself. Where we commit mistakes for the effect that we want to rush concluding things.
Point taken, Honorable Mahavi. there was extended invitation to the session to work with them when they put the additional items. The next item is on the considerations of the program. No, I'm just worried about time, because that's what worries me for now. On page one, the first term program of 27th January to 27th March. Earlier, Honorable Mehalakis spoke to issues in relation to today's meeting, to be precise, that the program and the agenda items are not succinct. I'm not talking to one another. Maybe can I invite him to be specific so that we lock them without even waste of time. On page one.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the only two items that are on the program that don't appear on our agenda is points 3 and 4. If I'm correct.
And four of the agenda.
Yes, they're not on the agenda and we approved it at the beginning of the meeting. And then there are two other petitions for tabling or that are being tabled that are not included on this report as well. So I would just suggest that perhaps the Wednesday 18th February on this agenda reflects the agenda that we have adopted earlier on, and that when 3 and 4 that are standing over, that they just be included at the 18th of March. It's as easy as that. So in other words, this paragraph on 18 February should reflect exactly the agenda that we adopted for those 7 points. Yeah.
So on number one, on page one, on Wednesday the 18th
of February,
you should take what is in the agenda and then be exactly the way it is.
And then my suggestion would be that points 3 and 4 that fall away for today that aren't included. That's the assessment and update on the legacy petitions and the consideration and adoption of the quarterly report. That be included in 18 March so we can, because we need to see those quarterly reports and we need to see the legacy petitions as well for us to be on time with that. But it's as easy as that, Chairperson.
Well, do you have it? We're saying 3 and 4. They should then come to this table. They must
become part of the okay? Honorable Martin. Chairperson, may I also request that, honestly speaking, we review how we approach the problem of petitions and executive undertakings. Because if you check out of the problem, it's very clear that we are more office-based than going out. And I said it earlier to a good self that, honestly speaking, can we find a way of refining our program in such a way that we go out there? You know, we've been saying we're an activist parliament, but we can't be an activist parliament sitting in Cape Town when problems are out there, you know. So that's saying it, that really we need to really look into it. I'm not sure what can be the best mechanism, you know. So that we start really doing things differently from how things have been done, you know. We can't be trapped in Cape Town forever. You know, if Malamulela, it's whatever, you see, the country's burning, you know, and yet we are sitting in. So I'm just saying, Chairperson, with due respect, one tool that would be measuring you is not necessarily the number of meetings that would be held, but it would be the number of activities that we have out there where we interact with our communities in order to ensure that we don't only wait for them to complain, but we're also more proactive in terms of the challenges on the ground. So I'm not sure, because if you check the problem, Chair, with due respect, we are more of minutes, committee meetings, and not necessarily going out. Going to KZN, we are actually from oversight in KZN. Concerns were raised, if you can really reflect on some of the issues that were raised there. Is there no follow-up either to say, can we pick up out of that? Then that particular exercise should inform our problem and not really do what is done like. Because I can see, it's not only your competition. It's cutting across just even evening call that we are simply wasting more time in meetings than going up there.
Thanks, Honorable Martin. for obvious reasons, the challenge is beyond where we are sitting. Of course, I agree with you that we need to take the matter up in time to review this thing. The program is also going to shortfall when you look at the report of the Mkhize, report of the women, report of everybody. Because all of those reports are saying follow-ups have to be taken, which is some kind of, you know, additional hearing you require. Looking at the way Parliament is allocating our space, I don't even know how do you then finalize those kind of issues. So you will remain having them for quite some time without having time to deal with them. But I fully agree with the Honourable Namalaki.
Honourable Chairperson, I just need some clarity on this program. Why do we have one meeting scheduled every month? Why don't we have more meetings scheduled? And I just need some clarity on that. It doesn't make quite sense.
I agree fully. Logic is saying, if you look at the days you are putting in here, are the days that they were supposed to be our meetings. But our meetings have been, you know, superseded by either big heavyweight parliamentary program. That said, no, put them aside. You can see from, you know, where we are moving. You'll have, when we are supposed to have the next meeting next week, we are told we should go to, what is that? Old Swear. You have to go there to do and prepare it and all these kind of things.
Just to interfere, I think we lose the momentum. But I think we need to petition those that's blocking our time.
My Honourable McLaggy, all these other ways that is ours, have already been, you know, blocked for one way or another. You know, workshops and other programs, and according to the program committee, they are more important than the committee, you know, is. So that's how we, the whole quarter, we've got only two meetings, and then nothing we can do. If you check our initial program, it's only Wednesday, we're having this and that, but all those things have to be removed when they finally adopt, you know, our program. Yes. Honorable Chet.
Chet, for the way forward, I think it's really much time enough to test where we have a meeting of both the homeless within a 2 hour time. And that's where most of the homeless are. For example, today is sitting down for another day. And the Wednesday member is sitting at 10 o'clock in honor of the meeting. Now, had we not had that meeting, probably served me until then longer. And we can finalize the meeting for the meeting. I think that's what we're going to take from today's meeting. Because the chairperson of all the committees are the members of our similar to the rest of the committee. So if the chairperson can at least apply the time himself, then we don't have a test.
No, I hear what you're saying, but it's not possible. Bear in mind, the Honourable said that we are the only cluster that have got three committees. The rest, it's possible because they have got two. It's Tuesday, Wednesday. The alternative, unless the committee members are saying we are ready, one of the three committees would sit on Friday, then that's I know. It's not going to be even, you know, I'm just kidding, you know. You hear what I'm saying? I wanted him to understand that why we had to divide Wednesday is because we were afraid of, say, a committee that has been allocated Friday. They will never correct. They will never have business. So we've got, you know, to share 3 days, 2 days in three committees. That's the winner. Honorable Martin.
Chairperson, maybe separately. We need really to engage either the chairs and the chairperson. So either inviting to our joint sitting three committees and register our concerns. So an example, you might also talk about two committees in a day of Wednesday. Look at the what transpired. We're supposed to have a quarter meeting on the 11th hour, we just told we aren't able to sit. I'm just saying, it's honestly speaking, we need to go out there because tomorrow the committee are not going to say the committee has had engagement or whatever power being decided to change the program. They're just going to say we are a bunch of figures, all of us.
Swaleng, let's try and be more proactive, either invite Honorable Nyambi to our joint meeting of the committee and raise our frustration.
Honorable Chair, I think we also need to consider if we don't have time, we don't have time, send it back to NA, let them do it. And they cut up undertakings and petitions. And we said the two that we said.
I know that you are now saying you know it cannot work that way. But I thought maybe the three chats will have to look at if we it possible for us to have also Tuesday morning before the other committee so that miss the two, you know, days to become at least something. But that will be your discussion and we'll come and give you a report on it. Honorable Mappy.
Chairman, I'm not sure if you vote for consideration of item 6.
Yes.
Consideration of a petition from Abba, the Ladies' Quarter Association on the Alliance Trader by Kumapu.
I'm not sure what happened to the one of Mabuzi Apofu in Bago.
It's in that next meeting on the 18th of Wednesday.
You know why am I raising this thing? No. Very clear if you can say, let's go to the stage, hold a meeting in the petition, be able to hit number of days with Mabuzi.
I agree with you, but you see the danger here. I think for argument, we are saying on the 18th. If you are saying we are going on the 18th, in the afternoon there is a city, which we should be then in the city.
The
18th of March. And I'm just giving an example.
No, madam, I'm on the 18th of February.
No. That is today. We cannot do it. We cannot do it today. So can we just...
We will only see it next month.
That's the problem. That's what I was morning here when I was saying. Can we... I agree that in the light of the letters that we have, as long as we are having, because with the amendments of ours, of course. Any mover for action? Honorable Mekalagi, Lakonda? Honorable Tung, thank you very much. I guess there's no objection. The next, it's about minutes. Minutes of the 5th of June, November. Anything on the minutes, page 1?
Chairman, do you understand me? So on the 18th of March, is there any way that we can look on all issues that are there? Not as soon as that. In this particular province, then we have a meeting either next to that particular area.
Where are you, Honorable
Mother? Bear with me, I'm in there.
Oh, okay.
To the last matter that we discussed. Earlier on, I thought we can couple both Sumahole and Malujapo. But Malujapo is only coming next month. So I'm asking myself, are there no other related problems for petitions from the third province where we can say, instead of us coming here, we go out to the central place in that particular area and deal with all issues of petition. I know for that matter, in the last submission that was made by Honorable Madine, there were quite a number of areas that needed to be attended, particularly from today. So I'm just asking, why can't we couple this specifically out of this meeting up and we confirm that we want to go out and have a meeting in that particular province? Then we couple it with other committee programs.
I may not, you know, really arrive at determination, Honorable Mahathir. Reason being, on the 18th
of March,
our meeting is from 8:30 to 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, the other committee of Honorable Twinby will take over its role. Yes, and there is a sitting again in afternoon. Not joint sitting, a sitting of NCOP with the president. I mean, you hear what I say? Okay, thank you. Adopted that we'll put that as a program. We are horribly, you know, tired enough. Can we then go to the minutes of the 5th of November? 2014, venue 226, and S12A. Why do we have, I remember what happened. On page one, anything members want to talk to? Page two? Meeting of the 6th of November. You have got 5-3 sets of minutes.
Okay.
Any mover for adoptions of the minutes, Honorable Chair?
Chairperson, just to ask, apologies. Can you tell us how many meetings Honorable Mukwele skip up to now? When was the last time she visited this committee or attended?
I will check that and give a response in the next day. On any other issue? Honorable Manopos.
Thank you, Chair. I understand that the minute we give the summary of the discussion. But the way, even notwithstanding that we have a response of all these engagements, but the minister has not indicated no conclusion with regard to different positions that we have presented. Or saying that, for example, the conclusion will be captured in the report of the different petitions that have been presented. So if it just said that if we were just engaging in the criminal position with regard to them.
Another problem, my colleague. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, if that is the case that the conclusion must be dealt with in the minutes, then I would just suggest that we make sure that the minutes reflect that we have decided during that meeting that we will first deliberate upon what was said. Because if you can remember correctly, I wanted specifically with this meeting to discuss a few technical points. And you said, well, we will discuss it in the committee. When the report comes, we will deliberate on that. That was first the hearing. So let's first deal with the hearing. And when the petitioner leaves, then the committee will deliberate on the specific issues. We shouldn't do that in front of the petitioner, which I agree with you. We haven't yet come to that point. I was under the impression that today, when we have a report and the suggested conclusion, that we will deliberate on it then. So then I would just ask that the minutes reflect that we haven't deliberated there, and that we just heard the petitioners and their testimonies. Thank you.
I thought the minutes are just a summary of what transpired in the meeting. And then the report of the hearing becomes something different from the minutes, because that will then go into detail, you know, word by word. Here it is a summary of what transpired in a meeting of the committee. Whether there is a hearing or no hearing, it's not about the report. Honorable.
Yes, this is what we're saying, my husband, Honorable McCullough. Is what transpired. Because if we miss out what transpired, it's recorded on the minute. Because in the report, it's not going to reflect that we agree that we are going to deliberate on the report. It should reflect on the minute, not on the second reflect. So we need the minutes to capture our deliberation.
Maybe I'm lost. You have lost me. I'm in the bush. Help me to get out of the bush.
Chairperson, I agree with you. I was just saying that if we take the point of Honorable Manopole, that we just make sure it reflects that. But in all honesty, I would prefer the minutes as it is, because that's a true reflection of what happened at the meeting. What I was saying was, if you would accommodate the suggestion by Honorable Manopole, that we just then note that there was no deliberation. But I mean, it's unnecessary to include that, because it didn't happen. So this is a true reflection of what happened. I would move for the adoption of this minute as it is.
Mover. Yes.
I just want to say the inconsistency of the minutes. The minutes of the first, you say, you actually have to do the FCC. And the minutes of the 26th of November. it states that the part when after the hearing they made by submission, the committee made some number of resolution or documentation based on the submission. But yes, it's nothing like this. Why inconsistent? So we are going to adopt this means like this, and this part to this one we also go to adopt it like the way it is. So the inconsistency is
honorable Manopon. I thought when I was saying page 1, page 2, I was inviting this kind of people to say, here, they were missing this and that. But we don't do, honorable member. You leave, when I'm saying, now we are moving towards adoption, now you raise issues. That's, you know, the frustration you are putting one into. When we are saying page 1, anything, look at where you feel it's not appropriate, and you then raise it. We will capture it according to the record. I thought that's how we should run, you know, meetings with people. Is there, I was too fast. Can I go back? Page 1 of the minutes, is there anything you want? The minutes of the 5th. The honorable, is there anything on page 1, honorable members? Nothing. Page 2. Move up for adoption. Honorable member, can I get any second? Honorable
Chair,
any objection for adoption of the minutes?
Chairperson, I would just like to make the observation that it's very interesting that the DA is needed to get the minutes to.
It's not about punches, it's about members, you know. Because they like Rashi.
I just think in the back of your mind it might be about parties, because for the first time you know, ask whether there are objections on the can we move to the second set of minutes, the minutes of the 25th of November in M201 page 1. Page 2. Any mover for adoption of the minutes? What about 20? Honorable Megalakis, thank you very much. Yes, honorable Mahathir.
Yes, sir. Chairman, I don't understand. I think there's a serious concern that has been raised. Remember, we are referring to minutes. And what Honorable Manopolo was saying, let there be consistent. But still, the consistency must help us to know exactly what is it that to resolve it.
I will just set an example. He's saying here, after hearing the submissions made by Ms. Mataya and Mokali, the committee made a number of...
The minutes of the 5th, right?
No,
26.
We are still on the 25th.
25th? Yeah. Well, then someone is saying to someone, I don't have the minutes.
We are on the 25th.
Yeah, Chairman, specifically. The manner in which the minutes are kept up.
On the 5th?
Yes. Can we ensure that they have clear recommendations of the committee? In fact, what is going to be the resolutions of the committee? Because if you check how they are being captured, they are not helpful in terms of saying what has been our conclusion as the committee. And that is exactly a concern from Honorable Manopoulos. To say, honestly speaking, any person who happens not to be part of the meeting might not even know what has been a resolution of the committee.
I'm not sure whether you are saying you have got a specific area that you feel wanted to be corrected.
No, I'm saying amongst the minutes themselves, if you can check, they are not specific in terms of what has been our resolution. where, what destination have we arrived at?
I'll cite an example, you can see. Consideration of executive under the consideration of executive was referred to committee was referred. Okay. I want a specific item, Chairperson, but to really help you understand this.
Maybe it's in the 26, years of the 26, because most of this one...
Then the adoption of the 25th plan, as it is. Can we move to the last, the 25th? Page 1 of the 26th of November in M46.
Honorable Mark.
What was resolved in terms of both hearings? Page 9 and 10.
Page 9 and 10.
It is saying after hearing the submissions made by Mr. Mahuever, the committee made a number of observations and recommendations on the basis of the submission. What was recommended?
It is in the report. Details in the report.
No, it must reflect in the minutes.
I'm sure all wanted meeting yesterday. Say the report.
No, procedurally it must reflect in the minutes. Remember, procedurally, we want to adopt the minutes. Little understanding that this is a true reflection of what we have resolved.
So what is your suggestion, sir?
My suggestion is to say, Honorable Manopoulos was correct. The minutes must specify what is that we have resolved. And in this case, it's not.
When you say, after the submission made by...
What has been a number of observations? If I was not part of the meeting. What has been a recommendation, if not, I was not part of them? Minutes are there to serve as a legal document.
So what are suggestions, Chair? I wanted us to move with suggestions. Yes, Honorable.
Can you please relax?
Come again?
Can you please relax?
I have.
No,
that's your personal judgment.
No,
I have.
Now, the way you interrupt the speaker.
I don't think you are welcome to bring a recommendation. What is that that you wanted us to have? That's what I'm asking.
Can you take a glass of water? So that we can be able to
What do we have to add on this particular clause, Honorable Man?
Chairperson, you are saying every minute must reflect the outcome of the discussion. The outcome of the discussion should be what is it that we have resolved as the committee to serve as a recommendation to the NCOP. So in this case, there's been an omission in terms of saying what has been our conclusion in terms of the hearing of my boy, what has been our conclusion in terms of the hearing of paternity.
I'm sure that should be added to say the committee resolved that year, whatever we have resolved on this matter, and then we move. Honorable
Manopoulos
and Honorable
Stiers,
you'll come
with that. Thank you, Chair. Another omission that we discussed here is the one that we remember we called in the tabling of staff. Staff, or I'm not sure what they call it, when it's in a table. And then and the procedure, we took them through and noticed that the procedure was flawed or deviated. It was captured in the news.
I'm sure.
That will also be. I think that we need to have true reflection on the minutes that we can be able to see. The person who are not present. Julius was not there. Honorable Julius was not there. He's not now what I'm talking about. Because he's not there in the minutes. We need to be able to see if other members will not be able to see. That's the reason why he says, as much as we summarize the minutes, we need to be able to.
So include that part of the submission from the front desk of Parliament. Honorable Julius.
Thank you, Chair. I just think that if you sell a house, you can sell it with the title. You don't need the whole building in front of you to sell. You don't need it. There's a report. There's a report.
Chairperson, I think experience has taught, you know, little information is too dangerous. I'm saying this thing from the background that there's no way that you can say you have concluded the report all the minutes by saying after hearing the submissions made by Mathaya and Makalipi, the committee made a number of observations and recommendations on the basis of submission. What is that? You can't. Procedurally, you can't. Remember, when you go to court, the minutes, it must be dirty. That's the simplest way that I think.
Okay.
Honorable Julius.
Honorable Julius. Thank you, Chair. If we include a further report, it's part of the solution.
Chairperson, let us not confuse things. Remember, as chair of the committee, what they are referring to is member, the chairperson's statement to the NCOB. That would be a reflection on the basis of how you understood the deliberation. But I'm saying the minutes, they must give a due reflection of what was resolved.
I just want to raise the making aware.
Can you order Ali, because he stopped him on the point of order. And I still have to go back to him. But I want to appeal to members. The issues of debate should not be, stiffened up by the issues that we don't agree on issues. Please, let's allow, if somebody is saying something that you think differently, allow the person to finish, then you come and educate it. We'll, all of us listen, and we'll take what is good for the committee. Okay?
Chairperson, I would have to say this. If we include recommendations, why can't we include all other things? And we put the whole report in the minutes. Because legally, you also need some stuff to be in the minutes. Not everything can be in the minutes. As per the report, refers to the report, it will be part of the minutes. But I want to add a person, that next time, maybe it will help in the case of Honorable Mohapi, that we get a report with the minutes. And the two will be coupled in the minutes. That way we will work expediently. We've lost enough time with this committee that we sit with these kind of issues. I think it's just time with you. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Manobos.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I'd like to make reference to what I said earlier on with regards to the official was calling me.
Come again.
The official who was calling me in the meeting is not reflected in the report. I'm not so highly aware to check the report. Because I read the minutes with me.
No, I thought that was
it. No, I'm just asking the meeting why I'm going this. I'm making reference to what I think, why should be captured in the minutes with me through reflection. But I was realizing that what is not captured within the report, but it's also not in the report. So I'm making reference to I'm just saying this example because of it not reflect in the report as well. But now the issue that we are raising that the summary, as notwithstanding the fact that the report is here, we need to know what are the summaries and the recommendations. Because if we're not going to write everything, we're not going to write the discussion. Because the report cover comprehensively how did you come to the conclusion.
Honorable we are doing this, I'm sure we are eating into the other committee's time now. We have to move towards wrapping up and then.
Chairperson, maybe the confusion that has been made, what is before us is written draft report. And I'm saying it's not supposed to be a draft report, it's supposed to be minutes of the previous sitting. This thing of the report, I don't know where does it come from. Because in this case, what can be captured out of the minute is what the chairperson can... Chair, I'm saying, this thing of the report is a separate thing from what you are discussing. So I'm saying, Jefferson, right before us is the minutes. And I'm saying minutes like you have heard even yesterday in Parliament, in Parliament. It was very clear that minutes can always get confusion. So in the minutes, you don't necessarily reflect everything. But the reason is it's important that it should be kept up.
Thank you very much. I'm sure you, the set of the minutes will be corrected in that effect. Can we then move to adopting with the connections we have infected, infected in this subdominant. Any more? Honorable members, can we be orderly, Honorable Mark, please? Any move for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Mark, that's what I have said to say, adoption of the minutes with amendment is effective. Any objection of adoption?
Yes.
None. Thank you. I'm afraid, Honorable Member, we have to stop here. We have got no choice, but the time is not in our side. So it means we are again taking part of into the next late of the meeting. Honorable,
just of the record, Chair, can I make a request that the submission of documents let them be packed in such a way that don't flag it, honestly. How they add a bunch of documents and are able at times to really capture it quickly. So if they can facture them, either number them in terms of the terms of the agenda.
An ideal scenario, professional way, is to give each member a file of the work that we are going to do, starting with agenda and that particular. And it's an ideal, but I'm not the person to write and put all those things. So we need to improve in terms of not confusing members with this kind of, you know, shallow and loose information. Anyhow, thank you very much, Honorable Member. Hang on.
No.
No, we are not.